These are the days of lawlessness. These are the days of cannibals. These are the days of zombies. These are the days of demons. These are the end times. How many stories have you seen within just the past couple months of someone's face being not ripped off or beaten, but eaten? Eaten, like to eat. This is a story on the mirror. Blood-drenched cannibal was growling like a demon, and I didn't know how if I'd survive, says female cop who found the killer next to woman's body. The guy was literally hovering over her face, and I guess eating her. How many stories are coming out about this, or about this sort of cannibal activity as of late? There's got to be something to it. A female police officer was told the inquest into two deaths at a Welsh hostel, how she tackled a man covered in blood who was growling like a demon. Just maybe a week ago, there was a guy in Brazil who had a bullet hole in his face, growling like a demon, and in very strange posture. I shared the video on the website. But there are so many cases of this now. It's a widespread problem. I mean, one look at Florida, and of course we see the zombie problem, where people are just passed out around picnic tables and blah, blah, blah. A lot of people want to say it's drugs. I think it's deeper than that. Folks, this goes spiritual all the way. PC Kelda Griffiths also said that she wasn't sure she would survive the incident as soon as she walked into the room to be confronted by horrifying scenes and thought, I love you, Mom and Dad. She was one of four officers who tried to restrain ex-convict Matthew Williams, 34, after he killed shop worker Sarah's Yem, 22, in his hostel room. PC Griffiths also said she feared he would bite her leg as he lashed around on the floor. She told an inquest that Williams, who later died after being tasered not once, not twice, but three or four times by police, didn't seem human. That's what the officer is saying. He didn't seem human. When she walked in to find him lying over the body of his young female victim, whose face was disfigured, she said the shouting and growling were demonic. It was like something you see on TV, not in reality. Asked how she felt as she went into the room to confront terrifying scenes, she said, as I stood there, I just remember thinking, I love my mom and dad, I didn't know if I would survive the incident. PC Griffiths, who's almost 40, told the inquest that she remembered seeing victim's face, which was horrific. She said, I was shouting, calm down, Matthew, or I'll have to taser you again. But there was no calming him down. I did not want to take my eyes off of Matthew. My leg was close to his mouth, and I was worried he'd bite me. What in the world is going on? Cannibalism? Demonic possession? I mean, just the other day, the Pope has said, the Pope told priests to have exorcists on call. Now, you all know that we're not with or for the Catholic Church at all. In fact, we expose Pope Francis quite often. And we'll be doing more of it as time goes on, believe me. And the Catholic Church. But you have to wonder, why in the world are priests now being told to have exorcists on call? I mean, that's not just like every once in a while there's an incident. There are several incidences that we're not being told about, number one. Number two, that aren't making the news. To have exorcists on call? Okay, this is a lot more widespread than I think people really wanted to accept. Let's put it that way. But back to the story. There was no calming this guy Matthew down. I did not want to take my eyes off of him. My leg was so close to his, I was worried he'd bite me. He was lashing around, his head was banging on the floor. What kind of nonsense is this? As much as we were shouting, calm down, there was no stopping him. He had unbelievable strength. The plucky policewoman then used a training tactic to apply a pressure point behind Williams' ear 4 times to try and subdue him without success. Hitting pressure points is a really good way to bring somebody down, but hitting it 4 times and this guy is still, I guess, lashing around on the floor? I mean, this is odd. She was struggling with Williams as 3 other officers tried to fasten foot straps on him between his ankles and his knees. PC Griffiths also told day 4 of the inquest in Newport, South Wales, that Williams was uncontrollable even after the 3rd time he was tasered. So he's been hit in pressure points. He's been tasered almost three times, and he's still uncontrollable. But after all of this, he died. When PC Alan Cottrell said he was going to have to taser Williams again, she said, "Go on then, I thought it was the correct thing to do." She told the hearing, "He was still lashing around and he needed to be brought under control for his own safety." The victim, not the police officer who was a woman, but the female victim, her face was disfigured. And this individual, this guy, the attacker, or the demonically possessed zombie, cannibal person, was growling like a demon. You have Pope Francis saying to the priests, have exorcists on call. There are several incidences going on around the world today, and of course, they're not making the news. But there are several incidences that prove we are in the end times. The days of lawlessness, the days of mass demonic possession. Of course, demonic influence, which has been extremely prevalent for the last several years, but demonic possession has gone on a scale exponentially, has grown on a scale exponentially. I mean, just last year we were witnessing cases where an entire school, there was one school where all the girls were possessed. I think it was a Muslim school. I can't exactly remember the country, but I remember this case, and there was another one that happened just a couple months after that. And of course, I imagine there's probably a lot more like that are still going on. We're just not hearing about it because it's not hitting headlines. These are the days of lawlessness. These are the end times. And as we go further into the end times, there's going to be more of this. Cannibalism. Craziness. And of course, mass demonic possession. Christians, it's time to arm up. Be ready. Prayer warriors, we've got to get back to work. That's all I've got for you. God bless and carry on. Go Unlimited. Act now and save almost 50% on a yearly membership. Use promo code SUBPRO15. Find out more at christiantruther.com/info.